Welcome to Single Malt History with Gareth Russell, pouring out your serving of pure, distilled, intoxicating, and occasionally delicious history. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the episode I planned, nor intended to be broadcast today, because it's an early termination to our third season of Single Malt History. As regular listeners will know, this has been a disrupted season for a variety of reasons. It started later due to work on my apartment and then to my laptop being possessed by one of the supporting cast mates of Dante's Inferno for 3.5 weeks. It was then interrupted for several more weeks by the death of Elizabeth II and the accession of our new king, during which time I was privileged to be away from my desk doing work as a royal and historical correspondent. I had planned to be pressing ahead to come back to do a long, juicy episode on the bed-hopping, throat-slitting, chest-pounding, jaw-dropping politics that led to the 1534 Irish Rebellion against Henry VIII, but I won't, because as I've said, I'll be ending this season of Single Malt History early upon some reflection, and in the spirit of being honest without being too self-indulgent, I wanted to share with you why, which is that since we last spoke, my dear, brilliant, wonderful, and brave father has passed away. Robert Valentine Ian Russell, always known by the third name Ian, except on Valentine's Day, when I think probably the pun for the card of his middle name was too good to miss, was an immensely good man. He was a former Northern Irish League football manager who took Crusaders to the Irish Cup final in 1980, which he would very much want me to mention. And he won the Guinness Ulster Sports Personality of the Year in 1979, I believe. But above and beyond all of that, he was our dad, and we will miss him tremendously. I will always be proud to be his son. It was the honour of my life to deliver Dad's eulogy, as he asked of me, and amidst all his public achievements, it is sufficient to say of Dad that he was a great man, a great dad. And there's just a very loud silence where he was in my life, in all of our lives. And I suppose for me, it has dawned on me that I shouldn't keep this pace through the Christmas season. And the reason for that is twofold. The first is for myself, which is that it's unwise and unkind. And also it's unfair in the second case to you and to anyone who's, you know, giving off their time to listen to this podcast. My dad used to say, you know, if you're going to do something right, if you're going to do something right. Just to be very clear, I am not saying that my dad came up with that phrase. I do know people who will say very famous sayings and then attribute it to their parents. You know, my dad used to say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Right? No, that's not your dad. That's Jesus. So I'm not saying that, dad was a perfectionist and he worked so hard, inspirationally hard, and I'm conscious of not running myself into the ground and not delivering up half-arsed products to you. So another saying that my dad did not come up with but said was the only way out is through, and I think a quieter December and January is a really good idea. So I'm going to take that quieter December and January and come back with season 4 in the first week of February DV in the new year, just to take a time to breathe, really, a time to go through. And he was a really, really great dad. So What is ahead of us? It's been quite interesting because as I've mentioned with the 1534 episode, I scripted it and I've done some research for some of these, so I'm quite excited. So it, excuse me, in some ways it means that there's sort of silver linings, I suppose, to most things, many things. What's been quite interesting is that I have been able to sort of merge the planned timetable for season four with what was to be the tail end of season three. And the result is actually quite jam-packed season. So some of the topics we're going to be looking at are a scandal that rocked a German royal family that I think I had finished researching in October. So interesting. I mean, really, I really enjoyed that research in that episode. Tales of Mayhem from Victorian Belfast. How the Queen Mother's Cousin Survived a Shipwreck. Conspiracy in a Pharaoh's Harem. Accusations of Heresy against a North African Bishop. The Peasants' Revolt of 1381. The Irish Rebellion, as mentioned, of 1534. A Medieval Queen Who Was Imprisoned as a Witch. The Fall of the Russian Monarchy. The Japanese Puppet State Established in 1930s China. How Diana Mosley Went from Socialite to First Lady of British Fascism. The Fate of English Jews in 1290. And the Tragedy of the Empress Buried at the Heart of the Taj Mahal. So you won't want to miss it. I mean, I don't know your tastes. You might want to miss it. I don't. In the meantime, my tripartite holiday wishes will be to reiterate to all of you my thanks, to wish all who celebrate it a very happy, safe and merry Christmas, a happy Hanukkah and happy holidays, whichever you celebrate, and to those that don't celebrate anything specific at this time of winter solstice, a safe, happy, merry season as 2022 yields to 2023. If anyone is really interested in momentous images from history, there is something going around in the internet, a side-by-side photograph of the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin. And there's a large, I'm not sure whether it's a light installation or it's an illuminated structure. But in front of the Brandenburg Gate, there is a huge menorah for this year's Hanukkah, and they show that back to the photographs from the Third Reich when the Nazi swastika flag was hanging from every arch in the Brandenburg Gate. And just to see the menorah there, where those horrible symbols once flew, is just a fantastic moment of historical reckoning. It's really, really powerful to see it. And so yeah, that's just where my mind wandered. But I've been looking at it, and I think sometimes there are these moments where history echoes in on itself, and you think, you sort of like, it's a fist bump in the air just to see the menorah, a huge menorah at the Brandenburg Gate that was used for so many of the Nazis' most hideous triumphalist parades is fantastic. And lastly, a thanks to my guests for season three: Jean Findlay, Don Holloway, Valerie Schutte, Anne Seba, and Jim Wolven, and to Caelum Carraher, Jake Douglas, Peter Evangelista, Deborah Hill, Rebecca Lenihan, Marianne Maguire, and Ashley Montgomery for their acting talents in this season's episode, History's Most Luxurious Cold War. To each and all, as to you, take care. And DV, I will see you all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in February. Thank you.